Bruder, herzlich willkommen hier zu einer neuen Podcast-Folge. Ihr hört, ich bin draußen, ja, es gibt Nebengeräusche. Ah, das ist natürlich vielleicht auch für den einen oder anderen ein gutes Zeichen. Ich bin draußen zum Frauenansprechen, nehme euch mal wieder mit. Wir haben das ja jetzt ewig nicht mehr gemacht, ich glaube bestimmt seit einem Jahr. Einfach weil ich da keine Lust mehr drauf hatte oder weil ich einfach nie die Technik dabei hatte oder weil ich auch keine Lust hatte, das schon zusammenzuschneiden. Jetzt habe ich ja Gott sei Dank jemanden, der das für mich macht und ja, da können wir ja doch mal wieder so eine Podcast-Folge aufnehmen. Für die das jetzt nicht kennen, weil sie jetzt auch erst seit vielleicht kurzem Abonnenten sind, wie sieht das aus? Ich bin jetzt gerade in Warschau, ja, in Polen. Wir produzieren heute ein schönes Video, heute Nachmittag. Jetzt habe ich gerade noch ein bisschen Zeit zwischen zwei Terminen. Und ich werde jetzt einfach mal draußen statt ein paar Frauen ansprechen, euch dabei mitnehmen, ja. Und danach immer einfach mal so ein bisschen mein Feedback dazu geben zum Gespräch. Also kurz was dazu sagen, was ich vielleicht nicht so gut gemacht habe, was vielleicht gut war. Oder ein paar andere Learnings da lassen. Ja, alles das jetzt in dieser Podcast-Folge. Vielleicht vorab noch Polen. Richtig, ja, gefällt mir richtig gut. Ich war vorher noch nicht hier. Aber was mir auch aufgefallen ist, also hier werden Frauen schon öfters mal angesprochen. Ja, also ich habe echt viele gesehen, die das auch machen. Dementsprechend muss man sich einfach unterscheiden können. Irgendwie besser sein als die anderen Dudes. Das kann man zum einen machen durch seine Kleidung. Ja, ich bin jetzt gerade auch sehr schick angezogen. Das kann man zum anderen machen, dass man einfach einen natürlicheren Weg geht, als jetzt dieses frontale Anhalten und die Frau volllabern wie ein Clown. Ich bin ja generell kein Freund davon, aber ja, einfach ein bisschen anders wirken als diese anderen Typen, die das machen, dass man einfach nicht in diese Schublade gesteckt wird. Und ich hatte die letzten Tage auch schon echt einige Dates mit hübschen polnischen, ukrainischen und weißrussischen Frauen hier. Und das hat alles wunderbar funktioniert, obwohl die Frauen auch häufiger angesprochen werden hier. Ja, es ist echt egal. Ihr müsst halt einfach, oder du musst halt, wenn es in deiner Stadt genauso ist, auch einfach einen Unterschied machen und einfach fleißig sein, weil es werden halt auch Frauen dabei sein, die einfach gerade auf der Suche sind nach jemandem, die sich freuen, dass sie angesprochen werden. Und es wird halt auch Frauen geben, die haben einfach keinen Bock drauf, dass sie angesprochen werden. Ja, beides wird dir begegnen. Mein Ziel jetzt für heute ist mal auch, mal wieder ein bisschen mehr Gespräche zu machen. So viel Zeit habe ich jetzt auch nicht, ne? Aber ich versuche jetzt jedes Gespräch mitzunehmen, was mir hier entgegenkommt, um 14 Uhr 38 Ortszeit, also ist jetzt auch nicht die beste Zeit gerade, aber egal. Und wir machen das einfach so, dass ich jetzt auf Stopp drücke und erst wieder auf Play drücke, wenn ich im nächsten Gespräch drin bin, weil sonst haben wir ja zu viel Zwischenzeit. Ja, es wird halt nicht so sein, dass hier eine nach der anderen an mir vorbeiläuft und ich da schnell hintereinander die Gespräche machen kann, ist halt leider nicht so. Ja, man hat ja dann auch irgendwann vielleicht ein paar höhere Ansprüche, aber wir schauen einfach mal, was heute passiert. Genau, also in dem Sinne, wir hören uns gleich in meinem ersten Gespräch. Übrigens, erstes Gespräch wird bei mir sicherlich mit das holprigste sein. Aber ja, schauen wir einfach mal, was passiert. Also, bis gleich. Drückt mir die Daumen. Ich hätte echt Lust, hier meine richtig, richtig, richtig hübsche, charismatische, polnische Dame kennenzulernen. Oder von mir aus auch gerne von woanders her. Aber ich werde heute mein Bestes geben. Und ihr dürft mal zuhören, wie das so abläuft bei mir. Dass ich auch Körbe bekomme. Dass ich auch mal Gespräche verkacke, komische Reaktionen vielleicht auch mal kommen, aber auch sicherlich dann was hängen bleibt schlussendlich und dafür macht man es ja dann. Also in dem Sinne, sehen wir uns, hören wir uns gleich beim ersten Gespräch. Ich bin schon ein bisschen nervös, aber ich freue mich drauf. Bis gleich. I really, really like this jacket. It's Italian, huh?
What?
It's Italian.
No, it's maybe Zara, I forgot.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You know, this is so unfair, always when I search stuff for me. And I need to search really hard to find something nice.
Yes,
and
for girls,
I know that, you know, they have so nice clothes and like, ah, the fuck.
They have very small size and it's so hard for me.
Why you are tall or what? Nah, you are not so tall, it's okay, no?
For you. But I'm small.
Ah, that's why, you need to go to children. I have a friend from Asia, has the same problem. She always needs to go to the special stores or order online. Or just bring it to the, you know, to the Turkish guys who cut it.
No.
That's the best way. Yeah. You're from Ukraine?
No, I'm from Belarus, but I lived in Ukraine last year.
Привет. Как дела?
Отлично. А у тебя?
Ich kann das nicht, keine Ahnung. I thought хорошо is the answer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I know some Russian words. I was living in Kiev for some weeks only. Mm-hmm. So I was, yeah, getting some words from there. And then Sochi. Yeah. I like the East culture.
What?
I like the East culture.
Ah.
Yeah, that's why I'm here, you know. Yeah, nice. So you're reckless about that. You have time on 15 to be on the way. You don't understand.
Sometimes I'm stupid.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
I'm studying English a lot of years, but I'm stupid.
Ah, me too. I learned English in school 13 years. I could not speak two sentences. Where do you need to go? I go to this, same. Metro station there. How to say? I learned English 13 years in school. Then I was able to speak two sentences maybe. And then I had a friend or a girlfriend where I needed to speak English and I learned fluent. So, fluent.
I have a friend from Netherlands.
Oh.
Yes, he...
2 meters 20.
No. And he speaks English good, but when I communicate with him in English, I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because it's like French accent.
Mm.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, there are always the special accents. This is normal. I have very German accent, you know, when I am speaking with my... Germany. Yeah, but I was living in Vienna.
I have never been in Germany.
But the Vienna, you know.
In Vienna, I know. No, I haven't been.
Austria. No. Vienna is...
Just Hungary, I was Italy, USA, Belarus, Russian, Ukraine, Poland, Montenegro, and Lithuania. That's all.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, Germany is nice, but you need to go to the right cities. And Vienna is, in my eyes, one of the most beautiful cities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you were in Budapest, I think, in Hungary.
I lived in Budapest 1 month and I hate this city because it's too boring.
Yeah, it's small, huh? But why?
Why? Because I don't know what to do.
Yeah, there are so many things, you know, you can go to the Gellert Hill, you can go to the thermal baths, you can go to Lake Balaton, which is close. I have some friends there, it's nice, I like it.
I don't.
You
like
are just boring.
And food, I don't like food, and restaurants, no, it's disgusting.
So what is the perfect city for you?
I don't know, I like to Kyiv. And I liked Los Angeles, but I don't know. I think I don't want to live in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Western shit. Yeah, I mean, I think you're a big city girl, huh? Like, you need this trouble and people and action and party and stuff like that,
no,
maybe.
No, I don't like party. I just like high buildings.
Okay. Yeah, you're perfect. This is... You always, you know, when I'm free, I'm just hanging around there at the high building, you know, because I like it so much.
I like Los Angeles because this city has too many
Take
high
care.
Buildings and ocean. It's perfect.
Ocean?
Yes.
Yeah, but the North Ocean. I mean, the North, you mean the North Sea or the East Sea?
No, I talked about Los Angeles.
Ah, okay. I thought you talk about Warsaw. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
ocean?
Warsaw, no.
Yeah,
no.
There's an ocean.
Warsaw is not my favorite city. Yeah.
But there's a river.
Yes, there's a river.
Or here, you
dirty,
have a...
Dirty river.
Pigeons. What? No. So you are going to work or what are you doing?
Now I'm going to my home.
Oh, really? You live in the center? Nice.
Now, yes. Because I can't find a good apartment. And
wait, I show you where mine is. There, in this building. Amina. This there, you know?
Oh.
This high.
Mm-hmm.
I was booking it with a friend just for some weeks, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And yesterday I I was looking a new apartment and I wanted to rent it. It costs 8,500 zloty.
I can just know in euros. How much euros is it?
I don't know. It's 1,850 dollars.
It's much, sure.
Yes. Yeah. And I told the owner, yes, I want it, but she said, oh no, I think I can. I don't know how to say it. So she raised the price just this day, yesterday.
Oh, really?
$2,200.
Okay. Yeah, but it's a good price for Poland.
For one day.
It's a good price for Poland.
Yes, I said I don't want your house.
But what are you working?
I'm a makeup artist.
You're a makeup artist and they're renting an apartment for this small money?
No, my boyfriend.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I was thinking about there must be someone.
A lot of money. I'm a lucky person.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah, then just tell him, hey, you know what? Give him more money. I want this more.
No,
I go with the better, you know.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think here are nice apartments. I also saw you will find someone, which is nice.
Maybe we are going to Spain and live for $2,000 with a private swimming pool.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Or just go to the south somewhere to cheap place, you know, Bulgaria. You can have a whole house at the sea.
Oh, I don't want to.
Paka, paka. So, da wurden ja jetzt echt viele Klischees erfüllt, ja. Make-up Artist und einfach mal ein Apartment für 2000 Euro buchen. Weil der reiche Freund, der bezahlt das schon, ja. Und ich muss sagen, sie war hübsch auf jeden Fall, aber so krass war sie jetzt auch nicht. Also ich denke mir halt wirklich, ich weiß halt echt nicht, was ich davon halten soll, wenn ich jetzt eine Freundin hätte, der ich ein 2000 Euro Apartment bezahlen müsste. Egal wie geil die ist, ich glaube, ich würde es einfach nicht machen, weil es gibt halt auch Frauen, die einfach das nicht wollen. Ich meine, ich sage jetzt schon auch, ja klar, also ich meine, ich kann schon das Geld nach Hause bringen. Und gerne kann die Frau ein bisschen weniger machen oder ihrer Passion nachgehen und sich um alles andere kümmern. Aber da muss sie aber auch richtig gut sein in allen anderen Bereichen. Ja, ich meine, sie war echt auf jeden Fall super sympathisch, finde ich, ja. Sehr positiv, typisch Belarus, ja, das ist halt auch häufiger tatsächlich so. Aber jetzt auch nicht die übelste Granate, war einfach gut angezogen. Ja, mehr aber auch nicht. Ja, und vielleicht noch als Learning, ne, ich habe es ja jetzt relativ indirekt gemacht. Es kam ja am Ende auch heraus, dass sie einen Freund hat. Aber wir hatten auf jeden Fall ein längeres Gespräch. Das ging jetzt bestimmt, keine Ahnung, 5 Minuten oder sowas. Kleinen Spaziergang gehabt. Und ich bin warm. Ja, ich bin jetzt drinne und jetzt kann es eigentlich richtig losgehen. Und wenn du halt so ein Gespräch hast und dann hast du eine Frau, die Single ist, ja, dann wird da auch was draus werden. In dem Fall sehe ich das jetzt auch nicht als verschwendete Zeit an. Ich sehe es jetzt wirklich als gute Zeit an, wo ich einfach in sozialen Modus gekommen bin und schlussendlich ja, jetzt weitermachen kann mit diesem sozialen Modus und im besten Fall heute noch eine kennenlerne. Ja, wenn ich davon einfach 2, 3, 4 Gespräche habe von dieser Sorte, dann weiß ich, dann wird eine hängen bleiben, mit der ich dann auch ein Date haben kann. Und dafür sind wir ja da und war ja jetzt auch kein unangenehmes Gespräch, ja, war ganz normal, easy, entspannt, gefällt mir. Genau, also in dem Sinne, ich werde jetzt weiterschauen, ja, und wir springen einfach gleich ins nächste Gespräch rein, wenn es soweit ist. Ich muss jetzt aber erstmal kurz hier eine Runde pinkeln gehen, damit ich da ein bisschen entspannter in die nächsten Gespräche reingehen kann. Also, bis gleich. Privet, privet.
Hello, sorry.
Hey. You're not from Ukraine. I thought you're
no.
Ukraine, you know.
No.
Polish? No, you're also not Polish.
No,
Turkey.
I'm Brazilian.
Oh, you know. I really wanted to go there once in my life, but till now I never had a chance to go there.
Oh.
Yeah, I really want to see this, you know, how to say in Rio de Janeiro.
Would you like to see Brazilians really
good? Carnival. What's
I thought I knew you, sorry. I thought you was a friend of mine and I also...
No, you were positively smiling, I wait. I thought it's because of me, but you were just smiling because you're from South America. They are more positive, you know. Nana.
Yeah, maybe because of the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, where are you from?
Very cold, stiff German. You know.
Oh, from Germany.
Yeah.
Okay, never been.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, I cannot call that I've been there because every time I go to Brazil, I always fly through Frankfurt.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like I've been there.
Yeah, it's the
it's
same.
Just like, yeah, well, never been.
You went to Vienna.
Vienna?
Mm.
No, never been. I haven't traveled a lot, actually.
Yeah, okay. Now, I was living in Vienna.
Where are you from in Germany?
There's no big city around. It's a very small city in the middle. But Frankfurt is 3 hours to the left, so somewhere there. Yeah.
Okay.
But I was mainly living in Vienna, so my heart is in Vienna.
All right.
That's why I was asking, because Vienna is really beautiful.
I know. I could visit.
It's very sad that you are not there. And you are on the way to work.
Well, I've never been to Germany, but well, actually the news that I watch is from German, because it's in English, so it's a Deutsche Welle news.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
They talk a lot about Germany, so...
Germany is okay. Depends where, you know. Hamburg, I like Hamburg.
Yeah.
I like... you go there? Or?
Yeah, I'm going because I'm just going to wait for my other Brazilian friend.
Ah, okay,
she's
okay.
She's on the way to meet me, so I'm
going to
wait.
Ah, okay, so sad.
Yeah, she's late because...
I wanted to bring her to ice cream with me right now.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you, but... I can't.
Obviously.
Yeah, I have a meeting now.
But maybe if you want one of the next days. One of the next day, you know.
Sorry, I have to take it out because I'm not listening very well, sorry.
I was saying one of the next days, maybe, you know. Do you understand that?
Yeah, no, I don't catch that. One of the next days? What? I didn't get it.
I said, when you don't have time for ice cream right now, we can do it at another day, you know?
Another day, okay.
Is my English so bad?
Sorry, no, it's maybe the accent.
Yeah, could
sorry.
Be.
No. Well, maybe some other time, yeah, no problem.
Do you have something to keep in touch, you know? Like.
Sure, can we say it? I mean, if you don't mind, because
yeah.
I just have to wait for her.
Yeah, I'm just walking around because it's my third day in Warsaw.
Ah, okay. So how are you
quite
enjoying?
There's a bench which is free. Yeah. So far, I like it. I mean, it's not Vienna, it's not Germany, you know. it's different because what I see is...
Well, I always thought that Poland is, kind of similar in... And I've never been, as I said. I mean, I cannot say a lot by, being through the airport.
Okay, imagine this place without these communist buildings there. This is Germany.
Okay.
We don't have these old buildings.
Okay.
But for me, it's always interesting to be here because it's like a time travel machine in the past, you know?
Yeah.
And right now, I'm also living in the East,
mm-hmm.
In Bucharest. And Bucharest is even more old.
Okay. So you like old architecture?
No, I like the low taxes in the East.
Okay, alright.
And also the people are, I don't know how to say, I like the vibe of the East more than the West vibe. They're more easygoing, calm, girls are feminine, you know, like everything is easier, nobody annoys you, you can do your shit and it's fine. And yeah, that's why I chose East. But
yeah.
I definitely would also like to go to USA once, but I have no idea how it is there.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe.
What's your name?
Erika.
Erika?
Yeah.
In Germany we say Erika.
Erika. Okay, like strong R.
No, the male name is Erik.
Okay, do you have a name in Germany, like Erika?
Yeah, Erika.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and so Erik is the...
So there is my
Erika, like this, right?
All right.
Like this?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow,
it's German.
You just got it, yeah. It's not German, actually.
But what kind of number you have? You have a Polish number? Or you have a number of Brazil?
No, Well, I don't know. I actually just it's a Polish number, but well, I don't think this is appropriate. I should have noticed my ring. I'm married.
Ah, you're married?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't saw that, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, but maybe you want to meet my Brazilian friend, she's single.
This is strange, though.
I know. I mean, sorry, I was just, I'm polite.
In my energy, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean,
that's
always,
okay.
I'm always polite.
You look very young.
I'm not very young, I think.
I thought you were 27, 26, maybe.
Yeah, 28.
Yeah, because in West it's not common to be married at this age.
Yeah, well, I kind of just got married.
Yeah, but it's nice. Why not? I mean, you know,
yeah.
Perfect. I mean, I never made the experience to be married. You know, like.
Yeah,
maybe I mean, good. I have no idea. You know, like.
Yeah, I mean,
depends.
It's just sometimes hard for me to say straight away that I'm married because I just want to be nice to people.
This is okay.
I'm here trying to make friends.
Don't worry.
You know,
you don't need to say sorry for this.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying sorry for anything. I mean, just like maybe you had other intentions and well. I'm open to be
yes,
a
I will. I will go.
Friend.
I will go home now and cry, like sitting there,
on.
Like, oh no, this girl from Brazil. I can never talk to another girl again.
Come on, it's fine. Just
Nice.
And I'm nice to everyone.
Yeah, me too. I try my best. Sometimes I'm not, but I try my best. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're very positive. I mean, like, gives me a really good impression of German people. I've never met.
Not
like
always. Sometimes I'm also, you know, when I come from the gym.
Moody.
You know, yesterday I remember I went from the outside gym. There's like a gym where I can train outside and I had my gangster rap music in my ears. And I ran through the city. And I just was like, okay, I want to attack someone, you know. Like sometimes this energy is also okay.
Yeah, of course.
Nah.
So when are you leaving Warsaw?
I will go on Tuesday to Bucharest, to Romania again. There's my main flat right now.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to go to Vienna because I have a client there. And then to Varna also before. It's Bulgaria, it's really nice.
Bulgaria. Mm-hmm.
And then I go to Hungary for two weeks because my parents, they make vacations there and I just visit them because I'm not so often at home. And use the summer because I don't know what will be in the autumn, you know. And it's always better to travel in the summer.
Of course.
Yeah.
Make new memories and never know what can happen.
Never know what can happen, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, traveling is the best investment in yourself, I think.
Of course. It's the only thing that you pay and you actually get rich for that, right? You know what I mean? You get rich when you travel.
Yeah,
you
because of...
culturally speaking.
Yeah, I think all the experience you make by traveling, it makes you rich in this. And also, when you see how nice it is, you have more motivation to work better, to make more money. And for example, when I'm at the sea and I see nice boats, and hey, I also want to have a boat, you know, so okay, I need to work harder or get more clients and stuff like that. So this is inspiration. If you're always sitting at home, like a nerd.
You do home office now.
Yeah, I'm mainly working remote, yeah, as you can.
Okay, I'm sorry for that. I mean, yeah, you should travel a lot because I guess that could be tiresome and, stressful, I guess.
Yeah, it's okay. Sometimes I just feel like I want to be at home for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Just go to gym and do my stuff. But after 2 weeks, I feel like, hey, you know what, let's go somewhere and just enjoy life. Because at one day, I will be maybe married.
Of course.
And,
how old are you?
28.
You're also 28.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll have two or three children.
But you look a little older than me, I don't know, maybe. I thought that you were like about...
I go tomorrow to the haircut, and then I look young again.
You look like 32, I would say. Maybe because of the men have this kind of thing, that when they have a beard that they look older.
Could
just
be,
a second,
yeah.
I have to see if my friend is
here. She's maybe somewhere.
Ah, okay, so she's here. Okay,
I will keep on going my walk. Yes, so it was nice to meet you, Erika.
It was, what's your name again?
Henry.
Very
strong handshake.
So,
enjoy your time. Bye-bye.
You enjoy your time in Warsaw.
Oh, yes, I will. I will just discover it.
You have a good life.
Bye-bye. So. Ist halt manchmal so, ja, aber ähnlich wie das andere Gespräch vorhin. ist halt immer so, wenn man ein bisschen direkter, indirekter reingeht, dass man dann eben auch mal ein längeres Gespräch hat mit einer Frau, die vielleicht nicht verfügbar ist. Aber wie gesagt, ich finde es halt grundlegend jetzt nicht schlimm. Ich finde es eigentlich, ja, ein angenehmes Gespräch gewesen. Und wenn man davon mehrere hat, dann wird da auch was bei rumkommen. Ja, und du wirst halt sozial intelligenter. Ich habe jetzt wieder ein bisschen was gelernt. Ich mag das auch so, einfach mal so Gespräche zu haben. Und ein ganz wichtiger Punkt, den ich jetzt auch noch mit reinschmeißen möchte. Ich habe gerade eben zwei Jungs gesehen, die auch Frauen angesprochen haben. Und davor habe ich auch schon ein paar gesehen, die auch in der Stadt Frauen angesprochen haben. Heute und auch die letzten Tage. Also es scheint wohl so zu sein, dass hier in Warschau es nur so an Männern wimmelt, die Frauen ansprechen. Ja? Und da muss man halt einen Unterschied machen, weil die haben halt auch alle immer dasselbe gemacht. Ja? Vor die Frau springen, irgendwie einen auf Clown machen und ja, ist halt immer derselbe Kram. Wie gesagt, ich sage nicht, dass das nicht funktioniert. Ich sage nur, dass es vielleicht auch mal Sinn macht, einen anderen Weg zu gehen, um einen Unterschied zu machen. Und ja, ich denke, ich bin da mit dem, was ich auch meinen Kunden beibringe, auf einem ganz anderen Weg, weil wir einfach das so machen, dass es möglichst natürlich aussieht, dass es auch angenehm ist für die Frau, dass man die Frau nicht allzu sehr auscreept und vor allem, dass man auch bei den etwas ruhigeren und schüchternen Frauen landen kann, die dann meistens nämlich abhauen, wenn man sich praktisch vor sie stellt und vor die Frauen springt und einen Hampelmann macht. Ja, und das ist meine Erfahrung. Bin damit immer gut gefahren, deswegen mache ich das auch für meine Kunden genauso. Natürlich gibt es den Hampelmann-Weg auch, den kann man auch mal machen, warum nicht? Habe ich früher auch gemacht, hat auch funktioniert. Ist halt immer natürlich anders, je nachdem, was man auch für eine Frau dann gegenüber hat. Reagieren die dann halt anders. Ja, aber durch den normalen Weg, durch den natürlichen Weg, gibt es eigentlich keine, die man abschreckt dadurch. Ja, also man verliert weniger Frauen, sagen wir es mal so. Und es ist meistens auch für die Männer angenehmer, weil man sich einfach nicht verstellen muss, weil für mich wäre das absolutes Schauspiel, mich hampelmannmäßig vor eine Frau zu stellen und dann übelst extrovertiert ein Gespräch zu sexualisieren. Ja? Weil ich nun mal einfach ein introvertierter Mensch bin, wäre das für mich unnatürlich. Und deswegen tut mir einfach der normale Weg auch besser. Genau. So, jetzt winken wir mal hier das Auto durch und schauen, dass wir noch ein, zwei Gespräche machen. Dass auch noch was rumkommt heute dabei. Ja, genau. Also, ich würde sagen, hören wir uns einfach gleich beim nächsten Gespräch. How was your day?
Was all right? Was good?
Yeah, it was okay, like normal day. Not very good, not very bad, yeah. You
go
there or?
No, I go straight.
I'm trying to explore this place because it looks very interesting to get an office here.
Okay.
And I
what
heard... nothing interesting. I'm dealing drugs. You know, I need an office for dealing drugs to all these brokers. What are you doing?
So I work at Goldman Sachs.
Oh, so this Goldman Sachs conspiracy theories say they are really bad.
Do they?
I have no idea. I heard about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a bank, right?
I started at 9 and I just finished.
This is a shitty day, huh?
Yeah, sorry if I wasn't that great. Oh, and somehow, finally, go home.
You speak very well English. You were studying in the US or?
Yes. Mm. In UK.
Yeah, it's right. It's more UK.
Yeah,
dialect. Always when I watching my YouTube videos from the UK guys.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Fishing videos, you know, like that.
So where's your accent from?
Germany.
Germany. Where from?
East German, you know, like when you have a potato in your mouth.
No, that's silly. I have a sister in Germany, actually.
Which city?
Frankfurt.
FFM, it's like Aslak, we say.
Yeah.
It's not a nice city, to be honest.
No.
No.
But they've got a lot of offices there.
Yeah. Okay, interesting. So, I mean, Wiesbaden is nicer, you know. Wiesbaden is a smaller city next to Frankfurt.
Yeah.
I like it more. But I would I go to Germany, to Munich? I would go to Munich.
Munich.
Or to Hamburg, but Hamburg is too much in the north. Scheiße. Now I'm living in Vienna, mainly.
Oh yeah, Vienna is super nice.
But now I moved to Bucharest.
Okay.
It's not so nice.
Take care.
Walk there because of the bikes.
Yeah.
Because the taxes are very low in Bucharest, you know.
Yeah.
So I try to avoid taxes there. This is looking Ja, Warschau. This nice buildings next to
nice
communist
buildings.
Buildings. And in Bucharest, imagine only these buildings.
Oh, yeah.
They are not maybe at one
part. Maybe in Prague.
Yeah, in Prague it's okay. Yeah, I like Prague. Yeah. I was also living in Prague for some weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, it's crazy. It looks so different here from the center.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, those buildings are just growing like the mushrooms after the rain.
And is it true that there's the biggest skyscraper which they want to build?
Something.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I've heard about that, but I wasn't that much interested in it, to be honest. Well, I know that our office is the highest office
Yes.
So
what are you doing at Goldman Sachs? You are
actually in the stupid ops.
What is this?
So operations. I'm in portfolio reconciliation team. So I reconcile portfolios. So I take one portfolio, take another portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
I look if it's much, if it doesn't, then I investigate.
I have no fucking idea what it is.
So I just basically control C.
Okay.
Not fun, but somewhere to start.
How old are you? 24? 5?
Yeah, 24.
Yes. I was working as personal trainer when I was younger, and so I have a good eye for age, I think. Because, always like, okay, how old, how high, how fat.
All right. Your bet was really good.
Huh?
First time, your first time bet correctly. No one actually can guess my age.
Yeah, I think I have a good knowledge of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very useful. And you also have very typical Polish eyes,
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandparents are from Poland. But it's this Poland which was Germany before, Schlesien.
Was it like the up north?
Yeah, yeah.
Mazury district.
Yeah, there's a name for it, but I forgot it.
Okay.
Prussia? Schlesien. We say Schlesien.
Okay.
I think Schlesien.
Sorry.
No, you're on the dangerous way again. yeah. No, but I was traveling the last weeks, mainly in south, like Hungary, Bulgaria, Moldova, and Romania. I was going to the gypsy villages and stuff like that. It was very interesting. And now I'm just feeling like, okay, Bucharest is okay, for working, but...
Still better than Frankfurt.
Yeah, it's shit, And I think next year I have everything done so far with all the accounting stuff and the shit, and so I can go somewhere else and maybe here, maybe somewhere else. Let's see. I was also thinking about Sofia.
So what exactly are you doing in Warsaw?
Yeah, no, my friend, his birthday, he's celebrating on a weekend and he invited me, and I'm not a party person. I don't like that. It's too much for me, I'm introvert. But of course, he's my business coach, so I said, yes, I will come,
yes,
now I'm here.
Okay.
I invited my friend from Paris to be here with me to spend some time and explore the city, and now I'm here.
Okay, makes sense.
You always were living in Warsaw, or you came from a smaller village?
I actually came from Olsztyn. You might know the German name, Allenstein.
I also have no idea where it is.
No, it was like the old Prussia. So
okay.
It's up north, like the Gdańsk, you might know Gdańsk.
Yeah, no. I just know Katowice, Krakow.
Yeah.
There's one more.
What is it?
I have no idea, I like it. I buy it. I go to Goldman Sachs and take a credit.
Go for it.
Yeah. I don't like that. I always pay myself. I try to live so that if everything's breaking down, I can go back to simple life and investing all in knowledge right now and coachings and Weiterbildung, we say in Germany. Because if the money is not worth anymore in the future, I know I have invested in myself.
Yeah, that's good. So what did you do?
Nothing. I have just a coaching business for mental and sport and fitness. And
sport, fitness.
Yeah, but you know, I lost so much muscles in the last months because I was working so much. So my boobs became smaller. Okay. My butt is still big. You do sport? You do sport?
What?
You do sport?
Yeah, actually, I mean, I was before Goldman because now I'm finishing at 8 and I just wanted to go to sleep. But before, yeah, I was training martial arts, I was training Aikido.
Oh, you're fighting, huh?
Yeah.
So you're dominant. Yeah, you want to.
Yeah, so now it's on the gym, one time.
I was training in one gym which was in the center, but it was fucking old.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's the name, I forgot it, but it was cheap.
Yeah. Go to the water spire. It's quite new.
Yeah, I mean, I don't give a fuck if it's new, but I need weights and I need 2 or 3 benches because otherwise I have time to wait for it and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. I know.
Is there a metro station somewhere?
It should be on the right, actually. Yes, it should be on the right.
So I just jump over the buildings.
go for it.
Some sport for today. Yeah. Like a spider, you know, someone is sitting in the office like, again, like a guy who wants to go to the metro.
And the metro.
they just
yeah.
Push on the window that I fall down. Like.
Let me in.
Okay, so you're working the whole day, it's shit, huh? And you are new in this job because you told me you were.
Yeah, 1 year actually. So.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, when do you have free time? Never.
Never. Just literally working all day, then just, you know, trying to get some rest. Trying to do something productive over the weekend.
What do you do on the weekend?
I usually spend time with my family because.
Ah, they live here?
Yeah, I go back to Olsen, so I just, you know, on the trains.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So yeah. I try to read. Relax. Stay away from people. Not to get.
Stay away from people.
Yeah. After okay. this work, you just want to stay away from people.
Yeah, okay.
All of the clients.
So. Yeah, I know this when I'm also working much with my clients, and then I'm having just a feeling for some days I just want to be alone.
Yeah.
Go to the gym, eat.
Yeah.
Go out in the nature, it's my bike. Nobody knows me. That's good.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
Yeah. And then there are days where I want to go out and let's get the shit.
Yeah, how it is. Life is shit.
Life is shit? No, I like life.
Oh, sometimes.
I like.
Time to time.
No, it's good. I mean, I also had a job like this where I was working very much, but thanks God I have now the opportunity to say, okay, I want to work, and I'll do it, and if I don't want to work, I don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
So, yeah. When you live a not so expensive lifestyle, it's easy, you know. For example, now I can say, if I don't want to work this year anymore, I don't need to work, you know.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, like, when you get to this point, you just like, can't work.
I just go to Bucharest and just sit in my flat the whole day.
Go to, you know, my friend's birthday to Warsaw, why not?
Yes.
Why not?
So wait, it's there somewhere, huh?
Yeah, it should be over there.
And there's no?
No, there's literally no metro over there.
It's just, metro is not really big here, huh?
It's only 2 lines.
Yeah, wait. So, that way.
Right.
Okay.
There should be one metro station.
Maybe I just go to, it's not so far, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I go there.
Okay.
You go there or what?
I go there.
Okay.
I go there where there's no metro.
I follow you like a creep now, don't worry. I just think I go this way.
Okay.
You don't have so much time, so we don't have time to go for ice cream or something together.
Maybe.
What maybe? I'm German.
You're German. Okay, should I give you my number?
We just say yes or no.
Yes. over the weekend.
Over the weekend, you are at your parents' place?
I will be staying on Saturday, but I'll be going Saturday afternoon.
It's not so far, huh? Yeah, it's good. When I go to my parents, I need 12 hours.
Oh, I need only 3, so.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Let's exchange numbers. What's your name?
It's actually Monika.
Okay, this is a French name.
No, it's Polish. You would spell it like, you know, you can spell it Monique or you can spell it Monika.
You know, my
K-N-A at the end.
My friend, my business coach, is also my friend. When he brings to his party girls, because always this annoying gold diggers who are there on the party.
Yeah.
And they are all Kasia. Like Kasia. Olga.
Russian's name.
Now, is it a Russian name? Really?
Yeah.
I thought it's typical. Okay. So I will write you.
Okay. Come on now.
You're very masculine.
I am. I've been training.
See ya.
What's your actual name?
Yeah, you never ask. Henry.
Henry.
Yes.
Henry.
Henri.
Henri.
Bye bye. So, damit können wir doch aufhören. Sehr interessante Frau. Ja, ihr seht, solche Frauen, die findet man auf keinen Fall oder wahrscheinlich nicht in Clubs und Bars und vielleicht auch nicht online. Wenn so eine Frau viel zu tun hat, ist das eigentlich immer ein gutes Zeichen. Ja? Und das sind eigentlich auch genau die Frauen, auf die ich stehe, die im Leben stehen, die was im Kopf haben, die ja einfach auch irgendwie für ihre Karriere Gas geben, für ihre Karriere arbeiten. Gefällt mir, ja. War ein schöner Abschluss, war ein bisschen länger jetzt als geplant tatsächlich. Bin jetzt über 1,5 Stunden draußen gewesen. Und ja, hoffe, du konntest ein bisschen was mitnehmen, auch wenn es auf Englisch war. Und ey, machen wir auf jeden Fall wieder, ja. Mir hat Spaß gemacht. Lass auf jeden Fall gerne nochmal eine 5-Sterne-Bewertung da, wenn es dir auch gefallen hat. Und vor allem, wenn du das lernen möchtest, dann melde dich doch einfach bei mir. Ja, ich kann dir das beibringen. Das sind klare kommunikative Abläufe, die hinter so einem guten Flirt stecken. Ich hatte heute 3 Gespräche. 2 davon waren länger, aber kam jetzt nichts mehr rum, weil sie halt einfach nicht verfügbar waren. Es gab jetzt mal keine harten Körbe oder komischen Gespräche, die ich aber auch ab und zu mal habe. Ja, das gehört auch einfach dazu. Manchmal habe ich auch kürzere Gespräche, wo es auch funktioniert. Also ja, es ist einfach ein Weg, um planbar Dates zu haben. Und wenn du diesen Weg lernen möchtest, melde dich einfach bei mir. Ja, ich kann es dir beibringen. Ich habe es vielen schon beigebracht und es gehört ein bisschen was dazu. Das alleine zu lernen würde auf jeden Fall einiges an Lebenszeit kosten und viele werden es wahrscheinlich auch nie schaffen, weil sie nie so verrückt sind wie ich und da so viele Gespräche suchen und vor allem auch in der Lage sind, dann die Fehler zu erkennen und besser zu machen. Also, Conclusio, trag dich mal ein unter diesem Podcast, unter den Videos bei YouTube oder bei Instagram findest du den Link für ein kostenloses Beratungsgespräch mit mir. Dann sprechen wir uns einfach mal am Telefon und gucken mal drüber, was so deine aktuelle Ausgangssituation ist und ja, dann können wir drüber reden, wie wir dich an dein Ziel bringen. Ich hätte auf jeden Fall Bock drauf und freue mich auf dich auf jeden Fall, wenn du dich bei mir meldest. In dem Sinne freue ich mich auf dich am Telefon und natürlich auch in der nächsten Podcast-Folge. Bis dahin, ciao.